Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Hey. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the Shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. In our previous shiur, we discussed mitzvos that one is obligated to give up his life and not violate them, and those included shvichus domim, gilui arayos, and avodah zarah. Amongst the things we mentioned were gilui arayos, behaving in an immoral fashion, intimacy with forbidden relatives. On the heels of that, our Gemara opens up with a story involving a person who became infatuated with another woman, and he became sick as a result of that. Our topic heading that we assign to this sugya, the nosei that you find in the margin, Maisa Ba'odam, an incident involving a man, Shenosan Einov Be'isha, that gazed upon a particular woman, but that it indicates he really wanted to be with her, Be'isha Achas Ve'helo Libo Tina, and he became sick as a result of his infatuation. We will see in the course of the Gemara some geometric forms. If you scan ahead, you notice some triangles appearing. The mivneh, the structural note that we attach to this Gemara, features on the margin a triangle, sidra shel hatzaos, a series of suggestions lirefuoso for healing this person, she nidchu. Each one of these suggestions will be rejected, and why will they be rejected? Kedei lishmor al tzniusan shel b'nei Yisrael, because the intent in prohibiting the suggestions that are mentioned here is in order to protect or preserve the modesty of Benos Yisrael. The Gemara starts from the second line from the top on Daf Ayin Hey. Oma Rav Yehuda Oma Rav Maisa Ba'odam Echad Shenosan Einov Be'isha Achas Vehelo Libo Itino. There was a man who gazed upon a particular woman and desired her, and he thereby became sick. Uvo v'sholu l'roifim, they then inquired of the doctors, the Omru, and they said, Ein loy takona ad she tival. There is no solution for this man's problem until he has intimacy with the woman that he has become infatuated with. Omru chachomim, the rabbi said, Yomus, let the man die, v'al tival lo, and she should not have intimacy with him. Another suggestion came up, Ta'amod Lefonav Aruma, let her stand before him unclothed, and that will quiet his great desires for her. So the Chachamim said, Yomus, rather let him die, Ve'al Ta'amod Lefonav Aruma, and she should not stand in front of him in this immodest fashion, unclothed. Another suggestion, Tisaper Imo Me'achorea Geder, let them conduct a conversation from the other side of a fence, and that will solve his problem. No, Yomus, let him die, v'al tisaper imoy ma'achori hageder. And they shouldn't have even a conversation from the other side of a fence. Pliki bo Rabbi Yankiv bar Idi, Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni. There's a controversy between these two rabbis. Chad Omar Eishes Ishoi. So one opinion is that she was a married woman. The Chad Omar Penuya Hoisa. And the other opinion is she was a single woman. Bishlam Olamanti Omar Eishes Ishoisa. Things would work out well according to the opinion that she was a married woman. Shapir, then we can understand why such preventive measures were taken by the Chachamim. Elo lamad omer penuya hoisa, mai kulehai. But according to the opinion that she was a single woman, so why all of this stringency? two answers. Number one, Rav Popa Amar Mishum Pagam Mishpacha. The interest of the rabbis here was to protect the dignity of the woman's family. That if anything would have taken place between this man and woman, it would have been an infringement on their dignity. Rav Acha Vrei Rav Ika Omar, Kedei Shelo Yu Benois Yisrael Prutzos Barayas. The interest of the Rabbonin here in being as restrictive as they were was to protect the dignity of the collective girls, Jewish girls. The question arises, Valinseva Minsav, why couldn't they have married? And that would have solved his problem. Why wasn't that even raised as a suggestion? The Gemara answers, Lo miyasva daite, that would not have healed his problem. You'll ask, well, why would that not have worked? The answer is as follows, Kid Rav Yitzchok, as per Rav Yitzchok's observation, the Yom Rav Yitzchok, Miyom shechor of Beis HaMikdash, nitlo tam biya, v'nitno li'ovre avera. From the time that the temple was destroyed, and people's internal makeup has become weakened from what Rashi says, mida'agois rabbis, from many worries, and people don't have internal strength. Rashi says, v'ein ruach komo be'ish lios to'ev li'ishto. And as a result of all of these upheavals of spirit, people don't have the desires, the proper level of desire for one's wife. In other words, a man is not sufficiently attracted to one's wife anymore. And as a result of that, the Gemara says that the tam of bia, the satisfaction from intimacy that used to characterize a marital relationship is no longer what it used to be, and is now experienced only, unfortunately, under sinful circumstances. Shenemar mayim genuvim yimtaku v'lechem sesorim yinom. The gist of this is that forbidden waters are sweet, and that is quite illustrative of what we just described. Rashi says, "V'nitan li'ovre avero shi'etzora toikvon u'marbe ta'avosan." The evil inclination takes control, so to speak, and increases one's lust and desires for that which is specifically forbidden. We now start the next perek, the ninth perek of Sanhedrin, and we will notice a Mishnah. And in this Mishnah, there are a number of different relatives or forbidden women that are listed. There accompanies this Gemara a little bit of a chart just to illustrate the presence of the different women that are featured. There is, of course, a married couple, Ish and Isha. And under Ish, you have his a daughter, which indicates to us a man is forbidden to be with his daughter. And there is also featured granddaughters, Bas Beno and Bas Bito. Later in the Gemara, we're going to discover that what's being featured on this chart is essentially a daughter that a person has, but not from his wife. And that's why on the chart there is no indication that the daughter under the man, under the Ish, the Bito under the Ish, is coming from Ishto. Rather, the Gemara will explain it's talking about a daughter that one has as a result of having raped a woman. So the mother is not the wife of the father. We will also see in the Mishnah a person's wife who has daughters from a previous marriage. Those daughters, the Bas Ishto, or the granddaughters of one's wife, are forbidden to the man. And the wife's mother, the mother-in-law, is forbidden, as well as one's wife's grandmothers. And they are all featured on the chart, and that's what will be the subject of the Mishnah. The Elu Hein Hanisrofin. The following are examples of those that are punishable by the Sreifa method of court execution. Habo al Isha Ubita, this phrase will be discussed in the Gemara. It's very clear, though, that the term Isha cannot refer to one's wife, because she's quite permissible. So we're going to be talking about a man who has relations with a woman and her daughter. The woman and her daughter that are alluded to in the Mishnah are both forbidden women. Who they are, we will see later. Ubas Kohen Shesimsa, a Bas Kohen, the daughter of a Kohen who is married, and she has relations with another man, the Bas Kohen will be subject to the Sreifa penalty, as opposed to, let us say, a Bas Yisrael Shesimsa, if she is a Nisua, a Bas Yisrael would be subject to the Chenek penalty. When it dealing with a Bas Kohen, she gets the Sreifa penalty. Yesh Bichlal Isha Ubita, there is included in the category of Isha and Bita the following: Bitoi, Ubas Bitoi, Ubas Benoi, they are one's daughter or granddaughter from son or from a daughter, Ubas Ishtoi, Ubas Bita, Ubas Beno, one's wife's daughter or one's wife's granddaughters, Chamoiso, his mother-in-law, V'aim Chamoiso, the mother of his mother-in-law, V'aim Chomiv, the mother of his father-in-law. All of these are forbidden women and all punishable by the Sreifa penalty. The Gemara, Habo al Isha Shenoso Bita Loikotani. The Mishnah does not say a person who has relations with a woman whose daughter he married. That would have indicated one who has relations with one's mother-in-law. But it doesn't say that. Elo habo al isha ubita. One who has relations with a woman and her daughter. Michlal de travayu isura. It is, one can infer from the way the Mishnah phrases itself, is that both of these women are forbidden. The isha, whoever she is, and her daughter. Uman ninhu. Who are they? Who are they, the woman and her daughter, that are forbidden to a man? The answer is, Chamoisoi, V'aim Chamoisoi. The Aim Chamoso is the mother of one's mother-in-law. So the mother of one's mother-in-law is forbidden, and her daughter is also forbidden. Who is her daughter? The Chamoso, the mother-in-law. V'kotoni. And it also says in our Mishnah, Yesh Bichlal Isha Obito, there is included in the category heading of Isha Obita a number of other women, as the Mishnah went on to enumerate. If you say that, in other words, if you say that there is a category established by Isha Obita, Michlal de Travayu Ksivi Behedya, it must be that these two are written in the Torah in an explicit fashion. The Hanoch and the rest of those that are mentioned in the Mishnah, Midrosha Asya, they are derived through the exposition of the verses. But Isha and Bita themselves are explicit. Can that really be said? Is there a pasuk that features in an explicit fashion the prohibition of one's mother-in-law's mother and the mother-in-law herself? So, in order for the Mishnah to make sense, we go on by presenting two different opinions on the topic. The following Gemara is based on a Gemara that appears later on Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis. As far as we are concerned in the context of our shir, we will simply state the opinions as we go on. But be aware that the deeper understanding of this Gemara is dependent on studying the sugya there on Ayin Vav Amud Beis. So, Ha Micha L'Abaye, this will work out well according to Abaye, namely, the idea that mother-in-law and her mother are stated as being forbidden to a man in the Torah in an explicit fashion, that works out well according to Abaye that says, Di Omar, Mashmois Dorshin Iko Binayu. Iko Binayu means between them. This is a reference to a controversy between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, that according to Abaye, there is no actual legal difference between them, but there is a difference in how to learn the psukim. That's mashmos dorshin. The mashmos, the implication of the psukim is a point of difference between them, between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, whom we haven't seen yet. We can establish, though, Masnis in money, our Mishnah will be whom? Rabbi Akiva he. Our Mishnah will be, according to Rabbi Akiva, as Abaye learns that Machlokas Tanoim, and what comes out? According to Rabbi Akiva, the Psukim in the Torah make a reference to a mother-in-law and the mother-in-law's mother. Ela la Rava di Omar. But according to Rava, who, when learning that machlokus between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, says, the chamoisa l'achar misa iko binayu, the issue between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel concerns the prohibition of one's mother-in-law after one's own wife dies. Given a situation where one's wife died before her mother, what is the din regarding, what is the level of permissibility between the man and his mother-in-law? Well, that is a machlokis between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel according to Rava. Masnis and money, who will the author of our Mishnah be? Because according to Rava, according to neither Rabbi Akiva nor Rabbi Ishmael, is there a reference in the psukim explicitly to one's mother-in-law's mother? Amar loch Rava, as a result of this problem, Rava will tell you, Tani, you have to really read the Mishnah as follows: Habo al isha shenosa bita, that one who has relations with one's mother-in-law, she is a woman whose daughter one married. So the woman herself, namely the mother-in-law, she is forbidden. And that is the only one of the women just mentioned that's between mother-in-law and her mother. According to Rava, only mother-in-law herself is mentioned in the Torah. As far as mother-in-law's mother, she will be derived from Drashas HaPsukim, but she's not alluded to in the Torah explicitly. Yesh bichlal isha ubita. There is included in this in the category of isha and bita, chamoisoi v'eim chamoisoi v'eim chamiv. We've dashed underline chamoisoi, because this phrase in the Mishnah raises a question itself. By saying this, that yesh bichlal isha bita, and then giving a list of these women, including mother-in-law, it would indicate that mother-in-law herself is not explicit, but in the psukim, in the verses, but rather she's derived through biblical exposition. That, however, is not the case, because mother-in-law herself is written beferush in the Torah. She is written in an explicit fashion. So the question is, how do we understand the Mishnah that says that mother-in-law is just another example of a derivative prohibition, when in fact she's not a derivative prohibition, but rather she is explicitly stated? The Gemara answers this question. Le Abaye, according to Abaye, who is featured on Daf Ayin Vav Omid Beis, as we mentioned earlier, mother-in-law is mentioned here only as a by the way. Aidi de Kaboy le Misna, since the Mishnah had to mention Eim Chomiv, that being the example of a woman that's not explicit, and since the Mishnah wanted to mention that she is a derivative prohibition, Tani nami chamoisoi v'eim chamoisoi. The Mishnah mentioned these two women as well, even though they are explicit in the Torah, according to Abaye. L'Rava, according to Rava, who does not have eim chamoso either explicit in the Torah, nevertheless, Aidi dekaboy misna eim chomiv v'eim chamoso, since the Mishnah had to teach as derivative prohibitions the cases of eim chomiv and eim chamoso, that they are not mefurish in the posuk. Toninami chamoso, it mentions, by the way, chamoso as well, even though she is not a derivative prohibition, but rather an explicit prohibition. As we go on in the Gemara, we'll take note of the topic heading that accompanies this, the Nosei, Mekoros, sources, L'chiyuv Sreifa al-Habo, al chamoisoi vi oid noshim shebechlola, sources for the punishment of sreifa, for one who conducts intimacy with one's mother-in-law and the other women that are derived therefrom. We will be seeing in the course of the Tanaic source that follows in the Gemara some diamonds. Diamonds are one of our series indicators. Of course, we can mention that we have a framed section of the Gemara that indicates that this is a Tanaic source, and the diamonds are a series of questions. She'ilos, we've written in. She'ilos, shel chipus mokor. Questions that are of a source search nature. As we go on in the Braisa itself, a number of points will be expounded upon in the Gemara on Omid Beis. So as we go on, and we may leave certain points of this unexplained, that will be taken care of later. The Gemara asks, Menohani Mili, the Tanur Rabbanan, what is the source of the different prohibitions that were taught in the Gemara above, in the Mishnah? The Pasuk says in Vayikra, Perek Chav Pasuk Yudalid, before we actually read the Gemara itself, we can glance at the side and read the Pasuk together. It says there, V'ish asher ikach es isha v'es ima, a man who takes a woman and her mother, takes means he has intimacy with them, zima hi, bo'esh yisrafu, oisoi v'es hen. This is an act of immorality. And the word zima will be a central word as the sugya unfolds. When I say central word, what I mean by that is it will be a central word in a gezerah shava limud, in a word comparison limud. And the pasuk says that the penalty of having relations with these women is the sreifa penalty, that he is to be subjected to sreifa, and the eshen, and they, and them, the women. And that will serve to prevent continued acts of impropriety. So as we turn back to the Gemara text, Minohani Mili the Tanur Rabbanan, what is the source of the above teaching? Ish asher yikach es isha v'es ima. That's in the Pasuk. Ein li elo isha v'ima. From this I see only those two, the woman and her mother. Question. Bas isha, ubas bita, ubas bina, minayin. From where do I know to include them as well? That they are also subject to the sreifa penalty. Because in the pasuk itself that we read, which is the, we'll call it the oinesh pasuk, the punishment pasuk, namely the pasuk in Vayikra Chof, it only features isha v'ima. How do I know that these others are also included in the sreifa penalty? So the answer is, Nemar kan zima. Here it says, in the Vayikra Chof Pasuk, it says zima. The Vayikra Chof, once again, is the sreifa Pasuk. V'nemar lahalon. And it says elsewhere, in Vayikra Yud Ches Pasuk, Yud Zayin, you have the word zima. And in that Pasuk, it mentions these other relatives. Ma lahalon bita, ubas bina. Just like over there, these girls, these women are mentioned. Af kan, so too in the oinish of sreifa, one can understand bita, ubas bina. Minayin lasois zichorim kenekevos. From where do we know to make the males like the females? That will be explained later. What is the meaning of this question? But nevertheless, how do we know to make them equal? Nemar kan zima, v'nemar lahalon zima. It says here zima, and it says there the word zima. Ma lahalon zecharim kenekevos. Just like over there, we know that the zecharim are the male aspect is parallel to the female aspect. Whatever it is, we haven't explained yet. Af kan, so too with regard to the sreifa, zecharim kenekevos. Minayin lasois lemata kilamala. From where do we know to make the underneath like the above? This, of course, is very vague. We have no clue as to what it's referring to. It will be explained later. But how do you know to compare the lamata to the lamala? Ne'mar kan zima, ve'ne'mar lahalon zima. Ma lahalon lamata kilamala. Just like over there is a comparison. Af kan lamata kilamala. So too over here. Uma kan lamala kilamata. Af lahalon lamala kilamata. Omar mar. At this point, the Gemara goes over the points mentioned in the source with the anticipation of explaining each section. Minayin lasois zechorim kinekevois. That's a quote, and we've put that in a frame. The Gemara asks, "My zechorim kinekevois? What do you mean by making the males like the females?" As we go on in the Gemara, we have a geometric form, a volcano form. These represent stages, and we've indicated this on the side under our Nosei Mivne heading. This volcano form appears, Shlavim, stages, Bebirur, Pirush, Hodekotoni, stages in trying to explain that which it says in the Tanaic source, Minayin Lasoi Zechorim Kenekevos. From where do we know to make the males like the females? But once again, what is meant by males and females in this context? In Lema, Bas Bino, Kibas Bita. If the question here is, how do I know to treat the daughter of her son, the daughter of one's wife's son, like the daughter of one's wife's daughter? Well, Behadi Hadodi Koasion. The two are actually derived together. So there couldn't be a question of how do I make one like the other when both are derived simultaneously. Elo. Aim Homiv Keim Hamoisai. The question may be, how do I know to treat the father-in-law's mother like the mother-in-law's mother? This too the Gemara rejects. Hashto Aim Hamoisai Loi Komolon. At this point we don't even know about the prohibition. As far as the verses are concerned, it's not very explicit that Aim Hamoso is herself permitted. Aim Chomiv Mahadir Allah. I am already searching out concerning father-in-law's mother as being prohibited. We come to the third stage, Omar Abaye, as we turn to Omid Beis. Hachi Omar. Thusly, one is to understand the Mishnah, the Tanaic source. Minayin Lasos She'er Habo Mimenu Kish'er Habo Mimena. From where do I know to prohibit? Share means relatives that come from him. More specifically, a man's own daughter or granddaughters. How do I know to parallel them in their prohibition to the prohibition of one's wife's daughter and granddaughters? So to that we answer, Ne'mar kan zima, ve'ne'mar lahalon zima. It says in both places the word zima, and hence we make a comparison. The Gemara asks, but that's not true. V'ha b'she'er didei, in the pasuk that refers to a man's daughter and granddaughters, namely Vayikra Yudches, pasuk Yud, lo k'siva bei zima. The word zima does not appear. And for your convenience, we've included this pasuk, Vayikra Yudches pasuk Yud, on the side. So if you scan the upper part of your margins, you might notice the pasuk, and we'll read it together. It says, Pasuk Yud says, Ervas bas bincha o bas bitcha, the prohibition of one's granddaughter, whether she be a bas bincha, daughter of one's son, or daughter of one's daughter. Lo segale ervason, do not conduct intimacy with them. Ki ervascha heina, they are considered your nakedness. What though is characteristic of this pasuk? The first thing is that the word zima does not appear. We've also emphasized the word heino at the end of the pasuk for the upcoming Gemara and its answer. So the question is, how can you say that in both places it says zima when that's not the case? Omar Rava, Omar Li Rav Yitzchak Bar Avudimi, Rava tells us that Rav Yitzchak informed him or told him that there is a double stage gezeira shava. Asya heina heina, asya zima zima. To appreciate this particular gezeira shava, one would need to take advantage of reading more of the psukim that we've included in the margin. One will notice that Perek Yudches of Vayikra, Pasuk Yud Zayin, features not a man's daughter and granddaughters, but rather the wife's granddaughters. Before we go further, we overlooked a point that should have been mentioned. It will be necessary for later in the Gemara. The Pasuk we read before, Perek Yudches Pasuk Yud, mentions the prohibition of one's granddaughters. Interestingly, it doesn't mention the prohibition of one's daughter herself. Of course, we know that one's daughter herself is forbidden, but it's noteworthy that she's not mentioned beferish in that particular pasuk. Turning back to what we started before, when we read Pasuk Yud Zayin, let us see what it says there. Reading the pasuk, Ervas Isha Ubita Lo Segale Esbas Bina Ve'esbas Bita Lo Sikach Legalos Ervasa. The pasuk says that a man should not conduct intimacy with a woman nor her daughter, and there is also mentioned the granddaughters. Lo sikach legalos ervasa sha'ara heino zimo hi. Now in this pasuk we have the word heino and zimo emphasized. What we can do is we would make a word comparison between Vayikra Yudches Pasuk Yud and Pasuk Yud Zayin through the words Heina, so that we can then in our mind imagine that in Pasuk Yud Zayin the man's granddaughters are also being referred to, even though they don't actually appear there, but through the word comparison we will be able to include in Pasuk Yud Zayin a man's granddaughters. Once that has been said, and we also noted that in Pasuk Yud Zayin the word Zima appears, we also note, and we did this before, in Perek Chof, Pasuk Yud Dalid, which is the punishment Pasuk, this is the Pasuk that features the punishment of Srefa, the word Zima appears. So through the Zima-Zima word comparison, I have a right to say that wherever you see Zima, in addition to Pasuk, Perek Chof Pasuk Yud Dalid, for example, Perek Yudches Pasuk Yud Zayin, those people will also be subject to the penalty of Sreifa. With all that having been said, we now know that the daughters of one's wife, as well as one's own daughters and granddaughters, are all subject to the Sreifa penalty in the case of immorality. Hence, we see the double Gezeira Shava Heino Heino, which connected, as we saw before, Vayikra, Perek Yudches, Yud, and Yud Zayin together, fused them together. And with that having been done, we were then able to compare that to Pasuk Yud Dalet in Perek Chof, which dealt with the penalty of Srefa. Omar Mar, we continue in the Gemara with another quote from the source that we saw on Omar Aleph, and in order to find where this quote is coming from, we provided an arrow in the margin indicating Omar Aleph, which instructs you to scan Omar Aleph and try to find the parallel arrow and indicating their Omar Beis, which is the this is the point from which this quote is coming from. The Gemara goes on, Omar Mar, Minayin Lasois Lemato Kilamala. My lamata kilamala. What is meant by that expression? E lema bas bina ubas bita kibita. If one were to think that the idea of lower means the further away generations, the lower generations, and the question would be, from where do I know to make the lower generations like the generations above? the suggestion here. Of course, we can also note our series marker. We have a double underline that's dotted in between. On the side of the Gemara, we have a mivneh. These are shlavim, stages. Lehasbir minayin lasois lamato kilamalo. Stages that are designed to explain what this phrase means. So our first attempt is, maybe it means, from where do I know to compare one's granddaughters to one's wife's granddaughters to one's wife's daughter? The daughter is above, is lamala from the, she's a generation above the her daughters. The Gemara rejects this. This could not be the pshat, because Bahadi Hadodi Koasyon, they are all derived together. It's not a function of making, of viewing one like the other, when in fact they are all derived at the same time. Elo Aim Chomiv V'Aim Chamoisoi Kechamoso. Maybe the kavona, maybe the intent of the source is, from where do I know to make the mother-in-law's, or the father-in-law's mother, and the mother-in-law's mother, like the mother-in-law. Granted that we know the punishment for mother-in-law, because that is explicit in the psukim, and the question would be, from where do I know to make the mother-in-law's mother and father-in-law's mother like the mother-in-law with regard to the prohibition and the punishment? If that were the pshat, though, notice the generations here. We have, how do I know to make the upper generation like the one below it? In other words, mother-in-law's mother is a lamala, is above the mother-in-law herself. She's lamata. But the wording of the original source is not like that. Hi, lamata kilamalo, that which it says in actuality. From where do I know to make the lower like the upper? If the suggestion number two is to be the case, is to be accepted, then the wording should have been switched around. From where do I know to make lemala the upper one kilamato like the one below it? Havoi, that would have been more accurate. So the Gemara answers tani. So simply say lemala kilamato, restate the source as to read that. In other words, flip it around. Ihachi. If that be the case, then how is one to understand the continuation of the source that said, and this is a quote from the same source, Nemar kan zima, v'nemar lahalon zima. In other words, it says here, in the case of the upper ones, the word zima, and it says in the lower one, the word zima. But this is not accurate. Oma hashto in hi lo ksiva. Mind you, the women themselves, the Ein Chomiv and Ein Chamoso themselves are not written explicitly. Zima didhu ksiva, the word zima that supposedly accompanies them is written. In other words, you can't say that the lamalo kilamato is necessarily a reference to mother-in-law's mother, and then say that, well, it says by her in the pasuk, next to her it says the word zima, when she herself is not even mentioned. So how could it possibly be that the word zima accompanies them is compared to the other zima, when the original women themselves are not stated explicitly? So in order to make sense of this source, Abaye enters the picture, and he says, Omar Abaye Hochi Komar, he has his reading. But before we go further, we want to take note of some of our structural points. We've noted Abaye with a triangle and colored in tip. This is to draw your attention to the fact that there's another Manda Omar that deals with the source as well. That's Rav Ashi, who appears a few lines later. What is going to take place now in the Gemara is Abaye's reading into or explanation of the source. It is also noteworthy that what the source is looking for, in fact, is the prohibition and punishment that is due to one who has relations with his mother-in-law's mother and father-in-law's mother. The suggestion that the Gemara mentioned before is not necessarily rejected out of hand. The second suggestion that we had with the double underlined dots in it, that Eim Chomiv and Eim Chamoso is in fact what we are looking for. But how to read all of that into the source, this will be Abaye's task. Before going on in the Gemara, we have included an accompanying page with our Gemara markings system recorded Shiurim. This page is accessed by scrolling ahead. We've entitled this page with a topic, no say, Minayin le'oinesh bebas ishto ubita. From where are we going to derive that the daughter of one's wife and her daughter, in other words, one's wife's granddaughter, are subject to the sreifa punishment? Minayin la'azhora b'chamoisoi v'eim chamoisoi v'eim chomiv. And from where do I derive the azhora posuk, or an azhora in the Torah, for these women, mother-in-law and her mother and father-in-law's mother? As far as a punishment posuk, that we already have. But as far as an azhora posuk, for every punishment that the Torah metes out, there has to be an additional posuk, a second posuk that is of an azhora nature. In other words, where the prohibition is stated in the negative. So we're going to be looking for an azhora posuk for those women. We also have noted he'ora, a note, Oinesh kosuv etzel chamoisoi. The punishment is written, Vayikra chof posuk yudalid, in the context of one's mother-in-law, Azhora kosuv etzel bas ishtoi. And the loisase posuk is written in the context of one's wife's daughter, namely Vayikra yudches posuk yudzayin. We also have included on our accompanying sheet the Brisa itself that is going to be the subject of this particular discussion. So just to review those few lines that are part of the original Brisa, we see that here on our page. Minayin lasois lamato kilamalo. We have to explain that. Ne'emar kan zimo, ve'ne'emar lahalon zimo, ma lahalon lamato kilamalo, af kan lamato kilamalo, uma kan lamalo kilamato, af lahalon lamalo kilamato. On our accompanying page, you will notice that we have the loshon of the brisa featured, a phrase of it, a fraction of it, and under that, Abaye's explanation. And this will appear in a staggered fashion as we continue on our accompanying page. So before we actually learn this in the Gemara, we're going to continue with our accompanying page, because the Gemara itself presents it in a rather brief fashion. The elaboration of it, the explanation of it, is found primarily in the Rashi. But as far as we're concerned, we take a look at the first line of the Loshon HaBraisa under Roman numeral number 1. Minayin lasois lamato kilamalo. That's what's found in the Braisa itself. We also note that we are looking for Eim Chomiv and Eim Chamoso. What Abaye does with that particular line is he switches it around to read Minayin lasois lamalo Meishto, from where do we know to make that which is above one's wife, three generations, Gimel Doros, that they should be prohibited kilamato meishto gimel doros. Like we know that there is a prohibition concerning three generations below one's wife. So we continue the lashon of the brisa that follows. Ne'emar kan zima, ve'ne'emar lahalon zima. And Abaye explains, what does that mean? Ne'emar lemato. It says below, the generation-wise, by bebita ubas bita. Those are the generations below one's wife. In Vayikra, perek yudches posuk yudzayin, it says sha'raheno zimohi. So we see the word zima featured. Ve'ne'emar lemalo. And it says above, in other words, generations above one's wife, it says in Vayikra Chof Posuk Yudalid, Asher Yikach Isha V'es Ima Zima He. So if the question was, as Abaye says, from where do I know to establish prohibition concerning the generations above one's wife, like the generations below one's wife? So we noted, the generations below one's wife, the posuk in Vayikra Yudches posuk Yitzayin states a prohibition, and it also uses the word zima. And I thereby connect that with the zima word appearing in Vayikra Chof posuk Yudalid, which features the generations above one's wife. That being said, we can now answer, from here we see that the generations above, that lamala, is kilamata. The Brisa then went on to say, and we have under our Loshon HaBrisa, it said, Ma lahalon lamato kilamalo, afkan lamato kilamalo. That is how it appears in the Brisa. What does Abaye say about that? So we have on our sheet, Ma lamato miishto, just like underneath one's wife, the generations under her, also hakosuv lamato kilamalo, the Torah views the lower generations like those above. Namely, what does that mean? We're dealing with right now the generations underneath one's wife. If we were to view in our mind's eye the Isha, the wife, as at ground level, there are two levels below her. So this point of how do I know to make, or more accurately said, just like under one's wife, the posuk makes lemato kilamalo, which means bas bita kibita, that a granddaughter is prohibited just like the daughter herself. Continuing with Abaye's explanation, af lemalo miishto, so too with regard to those generations above one's wife. If wife is ground level, there are two levels above her. Also, lemalo kilamato. What does that mean? Also, ein chamoisoi kechamoso. The Torah makes the mother-in-law's mother like the mother-in-law herself. But one must take note here that as far as ordering of generations are concerned, the original language of the Brisa was, and it's stated, you can see it on the sheet just above this, it said, Afkan lamato kilamalo. But in Abaye's explanation, it's reversed. Abaye's explanation has, Af lamalo mishta, we read, also lamalo kilamato. Notice how lamalo appears before. Continuing on our sheet, the Lushan of the Brisa said, Uma kan lamalo kilamato, Af lahalon lamalo kilamato. And Abaye's explanation is, Ma ba'oinish loindin lamato meishto mi lamalo mishto. Just like in the case of the punishment, we learn the generations below one's wife from that which is explicit, namely the generations above one's wife. As we mentioned earlier, and we'll mention again, Srefa, the punishment, is written Kosuv Eitzel Chamoso, is written in the context of the generations above one's wife. So just like in the case of the punishment, we derive the lower generation from the upper generation, Af Ba'azhora, so too in the case of the Azhora, the necessary negative Pasuk, Loindim Lemalo Meishto Milamata. We learn the above, though the above generation, which is the unknown, from the below generation, from the lower generation, which is known. Namely, the Azhora Pasuk is written explicitly from Lamata. Before we go on with Rav Ashi, let us first read this section of Abaye in the Gemara itself, and you'll have to scroll back to Ayin Hey Omid Beis. Omar Abaye, Hachi Ka'omar. Thusly, one should understand the Braisa. Minayin lasois shloisha deiros lamalo lamalo kishloisha deiros lamata. From where do I know to prohibit three generations above one's wife, like we already know that three generations below one's wife are prohibited? Nemar lamata zima. It says in the pasuk concerning the lower generations, namely Vayikra Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Yud Zayin, the word Zima appears. V'nemar Lemala Zima. In the context of Hamoso and Eim Hamoso, you have in Vayikra Perek Chav Pasuk Yud Dalid the word Zima as well. Ma Lemata Shlosha Doros, just like that which is under one's wife is includes a total of three generations when counting the wife in the counting. Af lemalo shlosha doros. So too, when viewing above one's wife, counting once again the wife herself, you have three generations above. Uma ba'oinesh osa lemato kilamalo. And just like in the case of the punishment, we derive the lower generations, which is the unknown, from the stated upper generations. Af bazhora nami. So too, when it comes to the azhora posuk, we derive nami osa lamalo. We derive the unknown, namely the upper generations, the chamoiso neim chamoiso kilamato, like the stated lower generations, bita and bas bita. But as we featured in the accompanying daf, Abaye's approach to the Braisa indicated a switching around of the original Lashon of the Braisa. Rav Ashi, on the other hand, has a different approach as far as the language is concerned. Rav Ashi Omar le'olam ke dikotoni. You can leave the original Braisa as it is, leaving it is as lamata. From where do I know to make lamata kilamala? Umai lamata. What is the intention of the word lamata? It doesn't mean lower generation. It means lower level of prohibition. Umai lamata, lamata biisur. So in lamata means lower in terms of prohibition. So in the case of, let us say, for example, mother-in-law and mother-in-law's mother, the mother-in-law is a more intense level of prohibition, if you will, and the mother of the mother-in-law is a lower level of prohibition. Hence, even though she's an earlier generation, she nevertheless is considered a lower level, insofar as the fact that she is a derivative prohibition, whereas mother-in-law herself is an explicit prohibition. In order to appreciate what Rav Ashi has done, we have included this on our accompanying sheet as well. So if you are interested in scrolling ahead to the accompanying sheet, Roman numeral number 2, you have Rav Ashi featured, and the Roman numeral number 2 is the same approach that we took to Abaye. What we do here is we include the Lashon of the Braisa in a fragmented fashion, and then Rav Ashi's explanation of each phrase. So if we glance at the sheet, we see the Lashon of the Braisa under Roman number 2, Minayin Lamata Kilamala, and Rav Ashi says we don't have to switch anything around. Minayin Lasois Eim Chomiv V'Eim Chamoisoi Shehein Lamata the Isuron Rochov. From where do I know to make father-in-law's mother and mother-in-law's mother that they are a lower level prohibition, lower level in the sense that, not in terms of court punishment, but rather in terms of authenticity or originality. So they are a derived prohibition, so they're called lamato. So that, how do I know to make them kechamoso, shehi lamalo, where her iser is more more pronounced? So the loshen of the brisa then would be nemar kan zima, v'nemar lahalon zima. Namely, nemar kan bechamoso zima, Rav Ashi explains. It says in the context of chamoso the word zima, v'nemar lahalon, it says elsewhere, but bas ishto, the word zima. And the word zima appears by bas ishto. Ma, now, the loshen of the brayse is ma lahalon lamato kilamalo, af kan lamato kilamalo. And Rav Ashi's explanation is, and here, once again, to note that there's not going to be any order switch. Ma lahalon bebas ishto, Rav Ashi says, just like over there, in the case of bas ishto, lamato beisur, the lower level isur, namely the bas bita, is kilamalo, is like the bita, like that which is above her. So the lower is like the upper. Afkan bechamoisoi, so too in the context of mother-in-law, nase lamata beisur, the lower level of prohibition, namely aim chamoso, is kilamalo, is like that which is above her, like chamoso, like the mother-in-law. From this point on, though, in the Braisa, Rav Ashi continues learning like Abaye. And what we've done here, as you can see, the asterisk here connects you to the asterisk above. This is, at this point, Rav Ashi continues the Braisa like Abaye does. At this point in the Gemara, we now encounter some new geometric forms. We have a bowtie form. The topic heading and structural note that we've included here indicates that this goes to daf ayin vov amud aleph. Let us read the note. Lefi hagzera shava basugya hakedemes, according to the gzera shava that we encountered just before, haim l'chayev, is there room to condemn on the following relations? Before we go on in our introductory note, we should just remind ourselves that above we had mentioned that we make Bryce raised the question of how do I know to make the Zechorim like the Nekevos? And we said that through the Gzera Shava, we make the She'er Haba Mimenu like She'er Haba Mimena. Relatives that come from him are viewed like the relatives coming from her. The question that will preoccupy this sugya is, how far do we take that? The idea of comparing his side to her side. So we will be featuring two new relatives, and the question will be, are they prohibited in a similar way? Who are the relatives? So we have a bow tie, and we're going to, in our introductory note, we're referring to this as number one, is al aim imo, one's own grandmother. Not wife's grandmother, but one, the man's own grandmother. The second relative will be featured on daf ayin vov, and you'll notice on the upper part of daf ayin vov, for those of you who have that in front of them, there's a the relative feature there is kalas ishto, one's wife's daughter-in-law. It's not his own daughter-in-law, it's his wife's daughter-in-law. Is she to be prohibited as well? Let us start the Gemara, and then we'll take note of some of the additional markings that will appear. So the Gemara starts, and notice, of course, we have a semicolon, being that this is not a direct continuation of that which came just before, but rather it's a reflection of that which was mentioned on the upper part of the page. In order to assist in finding what this is coming from, we've included a double star to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara. This is a reference to the line above, second line from the top, which mentioned the Sher HaBo Mimenu Kesher HaBo Mimena. So we wanted to focus on haba mimenu, like haba mimena. So the Gemara now goes on from that point, ima hi, if just like by the wife's side, aim ima asura, the wife's mother's mother is prohibited, af hu, should we say the same thing concerning aim imo asura, that one's own grandmother, mother's mother, is prohibited by Torah law. In fact, we know that one's mother's mother is not an Isur Doraisa. We know that she is an Isur Dorabonan. She's a rabbinic prohibition, but not a Torah prohibition. But if we take the Gezerah Shava that we mentioned above seriously, we should continue making these comparisons, namely wife's side to man's side. And just like on wife's side we find her grandmother is forbidden, so too one's own grandmother should be prohibited. As far as responding to this, we have two major approaches. Abaye is in one, and the next line after that, Rava. Omar Abaye, Omar Kra, Imcha Hi. The Pasuk, when discussing prohibition of one's mother, it says that expression, and we infer mishum imo ato mechayvo viato mechayvo mishum ein imo. The limitation expression he imcha he indicates that the Torah prohibits one's own mother, but not anything beyond that, not one's mother's mother. So according to Abaye, you have a gzeres hakosuv, a limitation expression excluding ein imo. Rava says that even without a limitation expression, by virtue of technical rules of Gezeira Shava making, word comparison, which the Gemara did above, by virtue of that Gezeira Shava of Zima Zima, I could not conclude that one's own grandmother would be prohibited on a Torah level, on a Doraisa level. The issue then is, why is that? How is that? How is it that through rules of Gezeira Shava making, namely, even without Abaye's Gezeira HaKosov, I would not have concluded that Ein Imo is prohibited? Rava Omar, Bein Leman de Omar Doin Mina Umina, whether it be according to the opinion that says in making Gezeira Shavas, when I want to derive an unknown from a known, I derive all details from the known. That's what it means, don. Don means to derive. Mina umina, from it and further from it. Namely, derive from the known topic, the general category, and all additional details from that category. Continuing in the Gemara, Bein lamando Omar don mina v'uki ba'asra. Or, according to the opinion that says, when you have a topic that is, topic B is derived from topic A, you derive the general terms from topic A to topic B, but additional details I don't draw from topic A anymore. I attempt to draw from other known details in the realm of topic B to apply to that which is unknown. Both of these are different approaches to making a Gzeira Shava. Once again, when you're trying to derive the unknown, do I derive all of the, both the general and the details from the known case, or do I derive only partial from the known, and the rest I derived from the locale of the unknown? This will all be explained in great detail as the Gemara goes on. Before we go further, though, we are employing a lot of geometric forms that, even though at first glance it may make the Gemara look confusing to some of you, nevertheless, as we go on in the Gemara, you will see the great value in the extensive use of the markings. Before we discuss the markings themselves, let's just mention how to apply the don mina umina, and the other expression, don mina viuki beasra. We've included this on the side under the topic, or under the heading of Be'inyon Eim Imo, concerning Eim Imo. Eim Imo would be the unknown. Don mina umina would mean mina. I would derive from the known topic, dehi asura, the known topic meaning Eim Imo. Eim Imo is one's wife's mother. First point is to establish that just like wife's mother is prohibited, so too one's own grandmother. Let us just say this again with greater accuracy. One's wife's grandmother, Eim Imo, is prohibited, so too one's own grandmother would be prohibited. Umina, and the further detail is Bisrefa, the punishment. And the punishment would be also derived from the wife's side of things. Just like we know in the wife's side of things, there is, in the case of Hamoso, there is Srefa, so too on his own side of things, we would say that one's own grandmother would be Srefa. The other approach is Don Mina V'uki Be'asra would say, Mina means I derive my first stage of information derivation from the wife's side of things, which equals dihi asur, that just like one's wife's grandmother is prohibited, one's own grandmother would be prohibited. However, ba'asra means in its own locale, namely the further details, in this case the punishment is not going to be derived any more from the wife's side of things, but rather from the man's own side of things. For example, in this case, the conclusion would be biskila, that one's grandmother would be subject to the skila penalty just like one's own mother is, which is a known in the second side of the equation, namely when dealing with the deriving the details, we don't derive the punishment detail from the wife's side of things. There the punishment is srefa, but rather we derive ba'asra on the man's side of things. We would derive, just like the relations with one's mother results in a skila penalty, it would stand to reason that the grandmother would also get the skila penalty. We are going to now turn back to the Gemara with our markings to show how we cannot come to these conclusions. There will be logical hitches in the scheme of things. When we look at our marked page, we notice a house form. What does the house form surround? So, you can see it surrounds the expression don mina umina, and lower on the page, three lines from the bottom, you see don mina v'uki b'asra. These are the two, and we call this in our mivne key on the side, darkei asiyas gezeira shava, the methods of making a gezeira shava. The two methods we just featured. We're also going to be employing a double underline to feature the two different schools. The first house marking had don mino mina. These two schools, by the way, as far as the first stage of the Gezeira Shava making, there is agreement. There's don mina. I'm going to derive topic B from topic A regarding the first level of information, in this case, to establish prohibition. With our double underlining, though, you see the second approach, we've double underlined for Uki B'Asra. It's at this point that it differs from the first approach, where we double underline Umina. So far, what have we done by way of the markings? We featured the two different approaches with the house marking, don mina mina, and the second approach, don mina v'uki ba'asra. As we go on in the Gemara, we will notice diamonds. The regular diamond, not the colored in diamond, but the regular diamond, manda omar skila or srefa hamura. We will be featuring the analysis according to the two different opinions regarding which is a more severe penalty, the srefa penalty or the skila penalty. That's a machlokas tanoim. And then we will see diamonds with their tips shaded in, Those are pirchos. Those are going to be the main, those will be the questions that undo the gezeirah shava attempt. They will be the crux of the Gemara, where Rava said, as Rava introduced this section, he said that I cannot conclude that grandmother would be prohibited simply by rules of gezeirah shava making, and that will be demonstrated. With all that having been said, let's now turn to the Gemara. It may be noted for those of you who are planning to continue listening to the shiur concerning Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, this entire structure will be repeated over there when we deal with the next question concerning Kalas Ishto. Rava just mentioned that through neither one of the two different schools of thought concerning Gezeirah Shava making can we in fact derive a prohibition concerning Eim Imo. Continuing now in the Gemara, we're going to be focusing on the first house form. Laman de Omar doin mino umino. According to that approach in making a Gezeirah Shava, let's see what would happen. Mahi Eim Imo Asura, just like over by, on the wife's side of the equation, we know that wife's mother's mother is prohibited. Af Hu Nami Eim Imo Asura. By the same token, we would like to say that through the Gzera Shava, that one's own grandmother is going to be prohibited. Umina, and the further details of this comparison are also derived from the wife side of things. Mahi b'sreifa, just like one's mother's mother is punishable by the sreifa penalty. Afhu nami b'sreifa, so too one's grandmother would be punishable by the sreifa penalty, the sreifa punishment. We've dashed underlined b'sreifa. The reason for this is that through the rule of don mina umina, we have to conclude that ein imo would get sreifa. Is this really the case? So the Gemara goes on. Laman di omar sreifa chamura. According to Rabbi Shimon, who says that sreifa is more severe a penalty than skila, he called the mifrach. We can ask and in fact undo the Gezeirah Shava conclusion. How would we undo it? We will notice here three diamonds as we go along in the Gemara. In other words, we'll find three problems with the above mentioned conclusion that Eim Imo would be b'sreifa. So making the assumption for right now that sreifa is a more severe penalty, Ikol Mifrach, I can raise the following questions. Ma lihi shekein imo b'sreifa. How can you conclude that one's grandmother is going to get sreifa when we know that on the wife's side of things, the wife's mother, namely chamoso, gets sreifa. The wife's mother gets sreifa, so I can understand that the wife's mother's mother would get sreifa. However, tomar bahu, should I be able to say the same thing on his side of the equation? She'imoi b'skila. When you turn to one's the man's side of the equation, the having relations with one's own mother is a lesser offense. It's b'skila. It would stand to reason, therefore, that it could be that when we turn to the man side of things, we see that we're going down levels. When it comes to one's own mother, it's beskila. It could be that one's grandmother would be potter, because we're already going on a declining level. If that be the case, so with that question, we could not conclude what we dashed underlined two lines up, that b'sreifa, that Eim Imo would be b'sreifa. It could be that Eim Imo might even be exempt. V'oid, another problem. How could this be? Imoi b'skila. Eim Imo b'sreifa. That one's own mother would be a lesser penalty, namely the skila penalty, and one's mother's mother would be more severe. Could that be? Viod, another objection. ma he, just like on the wife's side of things, lo chilakto bo bein imo li'em imo, there is no attempt to make a distinction between one's wife's mother, namely mother, it's one's own mother-in-law. In other words, there's no distinction between one's wife's mother and her mother. Afhunami, so too on the man's side of the equation, there should be lo tachlok, there should be no distinction bo bein imoi li aimimo. Imo gets skilo, that's a known. Aimimo then should not be getting srefa. And yet we said with the rules of Gezerah Shava making that aimimo would get srefa. So we see that through the pirchas, through these questions, we cannot make the Gezerah, we cannot come to the conclusion that we tried to before by suggesting aimimo should get srefa. We continue with the undoing of the Gezerah Shava. Uleman diomar skila chamura, according to the Chachamim who hold that skila is a more severe punishment than srefa. So Pirchas 1 and 2, the diamonds just mentioned above, numbered 1 and 2, they would not apply, because those were based on the assumption that Srefa was more severe. But according to the Chachamim, the whole Skila is more severe, so we cannot raise diamonds 1 and 2 as objections. However, diamond 3 remains a problem. So it's pointed out, Mehai Kushya, from question 3, Lo Nidona. We won't be able to create the Gezerah Shava and conclude that Ein Imo would get Srefa. Ulamandi Omar don mina viuki basra. According to the approach to making Zera Shavas, you would follow this approach. How would that? What would the conclusion be? And then later we'll show how it cannot work. Don mina viuki basra states as follows: Mahi, just like on the wife's side of the equation, aim imo asura, afhunami aim imo asura. This is, by the way, the same first stage as we saw above according to the approach that says don mina umina. This is saying that just like on her side, her, the wife's grandmother, is prohibited, so too one's own grandmother would be prohibited. V'uki be'asra. However, as far as the punishment is concerned, the second level of detail, we're no longer going to draw that from the wife's side of things, but rather from his own side of things. Hasam hu de'besreifa. By aim imo. So there's a strefa penalty. Avol hocha, by the case of Amimo, biskila, kida ashuchan bimo. She, the Amimo, would get skila, just like we find by one's own mother, that there is skila. However, this cannot work. Once again, for focusing purposes, we've dashed, underlined the word biskila, because according to Don Mino Vuki Be'asra, it should come out that Amimo would get skila. However, we will raise questions on this, and hence the Gzera Shova will fall away. And as far as the original Botai question concerning Amimo, we will not be able to derive a Torah prohibition concerning her. How is this done? As we see now in the Gemara. Leman diomar srefa chamura, if we accept that opinion for the time being, that of Reb Shimon, that srefa, the srefa penalty is the more severe punishment, ika lemifrach, I will be able to undo this comparison as follows. We are continuing with the Gemara at the top of Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. Ma lehi shikain imo besrefa. Assuming, of course, that srefa is more severe, how can I learn from wife's side over to his own side when we know that on wife's side, chamoso is srefa? Tomar behu, can I say the same thing on his side, she'imo beskila? His own mother is beskila. So, being that his own mother is a lower level, we're in a decline level of severity, so it could be that as far as Amimo is concerned, maybe there's exemption, because I'm in a decline from Srefa down to Skila, and Skila is given to one's own mother, so it could be that mother's mother that one's own mother's mother is even less. The ode, another difficulty, hu kehi. We have to, in a gzera shavu, we have to keep things balanced. Mahi lo chilakta bo bein bita li'emi ma. Just like on one's wife's side of the equation, there's no distinction made between one's wife's daughter and grandmother. Both of them get the same death of sreifa. Afhu lo tachlog bo bein bitoi li'emi mo. There should be no distinction between one's own daughter and grandmother. What's the penalty with one's own daughter? That's sreifa. So Amy Mo, by this comparison, should also get sreifa. But according to the Don Mino of Yuki Biasra, the conclusion would have been skila. So we see this is a question on that particular conclusion. Ulaman di Omar skila chamura. According to the opinion of the Rabbanan that say skila is more severe than sreifa, so true, we can't raise the first question. However, mehai kushya from the second question we just dealt with, lo nidona, the gezero shava, cannot be learned. And hence, we cannot say that ein imo is prohibited from a Torah level. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.